So we're going to start by going on what I want to call a discovery tour. So we're going to go to Brazil, learn about what they're doing in Brazil, looking at their cropping options, their cropping systems, their capital investment, and a big one that's close to my heart, their value-adding systems. See what they're doing over there. They've got a very developed tropical agriculture system. See what we can discover, and then I want to come back. And I'm not going to tell farmers what to do. It's not going to work. But I'd like to hold what I want to call an insight day, a little bit like the lady on SBS, and have a forum and say, look, I saw this over there. What are your thoughts? Do we do it already? Why don't we do it? Would there be benefit? And let people just thrash out some ideas, because that's the best way to learn and grow.
Well, tell us about your background then. I mean, how is it that you've reached this point that you want to sort of branch out and explore what people are doing overseas in Brazil, for example? What's going on at your place?
Well, we're seed producers in the Orne, and we produce hybrid sorghum seed for businesses all around Australia and internationally to export sorghum seed. But we also resell seed to pastoralists from south of Broome over to Darwin. And I'm often talking to pastoralists and other irrigation farmers about their cropping options and their opportunities and their challenges. And a big challenge that's always mentioned over and over and over is we do not have a crop that we are growing in our wet season months. So we're spending a lot of money on weed control, and we're not getting any money back through cropping systems. And it's really expensive to have a huge capital base of your land. It's very expensive capital asset, and we're only using it for one season of the year up there in the Orne and in the north. And so Brazil, I'm told that they can double crop, and they are cropping over their wet season monsoonal months, and I want to go learn what they're doing, and I want to go learn how they're value adding, because in the north, a huge challenge is the cost of freight of sending our product out. So if we can send a product out of the north that's worth $6,000 instead of $300, you're going to have a lot less freight on it, and it's going to be a lot more worthwhile farming it.
How long have you been in the Orne?
I've been in the Orne since I was 5 years old. My father and parents have been farming in the Orne since 72, and we moved over from the States, and I then went on to boarding school and university and travelled overseas and lived in Queensland, and I relocated with my husband to the Orne about 12 years ago and have been farming in the family business since then.
And what do you think the impression is of the Orne, you know, generally around Australia? How do you think that region is seen?
I think it's seen as always having a lot of opportunity and never quite, or potential, sorry, probably rather than opportunity. It's got huge potential. But it's really hard when you're an isolated valley with small economies of scale in the middle of almost nowhere to have, you know, really success. So we really need a lot more investment up there. We need a lot more land release. We need a lot bigger industry. And we need a lot better access to markets in Asia. So we need ports, and we need rail systems, and we need better roads, and we need money spent. And it will be a huge success.
There seems to be, you know, in recent times there's been quite a bit of attention in Northern Australia and, you know, the development of the CRC for Northern Australia,
yep.
Which is kind of, you know, not really taken off as yet. It's in the very early stages, but about to happen. Do you think you can sort of feed off that, the region can feed off that into the future?
Australia will feed off developing the North. Australia, a nurse in Sydney will benefit from developing the North. It will add jobs and money back into the Australian economy if we can develop the North. And it will happen. It's just a matter of time and making the right decisions.
Do you think now is the time? Because there's been so much talk over so many years about, as you say, the potential of Northern Australia. Do you think this is the time to really embrace that, take action?
Yeah, look, it's not going to happen tomorrow. You cannot develop. I mean, when you talk about the north of Australia, it is thousands of kilometres and it's thousands of hectares and it's in remote areas. It will not happen tomorrow. And it has been happening. It has been developing. And I look forward to the journey of seeing it progress.
When do you head back to the Orne?
Saturday morning. So I flew in at 5 p.m. tonight to arrive here at 6 p.m. and have tomorrow, and then fly back on Saturday and straight back into it.
So no time for a party and celebration? Surely you can spare some time.
Absolutely. I've got Friday and Saturday night, and my mother's looking after my three children. There'll be plenty of time for celebration.
Congratulations. Very well done.
Thank you for your time and hearing about developing North Australia. I appreciate it.